Hello, welcome to the 80s Flophouse Podcast. My name is Richie, and I'm here with the entire Flophouse Podcast crew. Tony, Jimmy, Dusty, and Ryan. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, Rich. Good.
Nice.
Yeah. You know,
one could say that someone in their 40s has already hit midlife crisis age. Certainly getting into your 50 qualifies. So tonight, we're going to talk about midlife crisis. We're going to wax poetic about that, what to look for, what pitfalls to avoid, and to explore where we can leverage epigenetic stem cell therapies to alter our gerontologic process. So sound good, guys?
Yes.
I'm in.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm liking that. It just hit me that midlife, we're 55. Midlife crisis, that means we have to live to 110, if I did the math right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm on track.
Okay.
You'll make it, Ryan.
That's the goal then. Okay, guys. Got it.
But first, a couple of did you knows. So you guys ready? A couple of did you knows?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
On this day in 1984, the Cosby Show debuted. You know that?
Wow.
Oh. Yeah. God. Love Bill Cosby.
Yeah, Bill. Yeah. I wonder who he was harassing during that time. Oh, sorry, Bill. I mean, I don't know you.
Allegedly, or was that
allegedly?
Proof? I think it was
proven. He was in jail.
Allegedly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well.
Huh.
And on this day in 1980, Blizzard of Oz was released. A little shout out to Ozzy Osbourne.
Huh?
Wow.
Blizzard of Oz. It's a big day.
That is a big day.
Yeah. Wow. That's fascinating.
All right, let's get started. How are you guys doing? Jimmy, how was your week? What's up?
Good, man. I got to tell you a story that happened to me at the store. My wife sent me to the store to pick up some sugar for a cake on Sunday. It's like 10:30 in the morning. So I'm coming out of the store and there's a guy like two steps ahead of me, but kind of to my left. And we're crossing into the parking lot and he's like, "How's it going?" I'm like, "Good." He goes, "You ready for some football?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Who's your team?" Just figuring he's going to pick the Panthers. And he goes, "Yeah, me and some buddies are going to go to Buffalo Wild Wings. Do you want to go?" And I'm like, "No, I think I'm going to just hang with my family today." But right on. So we, you know, split. He goes to his car. I'm like, "Take it easy." I yell across the parking lot and I get in my car and I'm getting ready to go. And he drives past me and I wave. And then I notice that he's got a Bluetooth thing in that I didn't know he was talking to somebody else.
That is awesome.
This guy thinks I'm so cool. He's inviting me to out already. And he's probably like, "This weirdo was talking to me. I was nervous. I had to get my car, lock the door."
He's still waving at me.
Oh my
such
god,
an idiot!
You're just not one of the That's bros awesome, inviting you, you know, just like this cool football guy.
Yeah. Go to Buffalo Wild Wings, watch some games with him.
What would be said, awesome if you showed up.
Sure. What time are you meeting?
I ain't got nothing better to do today.
Oh, man.
Love me some football and hot wings.
Oh, Jimmy. That is classic.
That's great. I love that story, Jimmy.
So your wife sent you to the store for some sugar, huh?
Sugar. Yep.
Okay. What's that code name for? I just don't think you just
sugar.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess
lips
that's more
like
boring,
sugar. Sugar kisses.
Let me cue some music to that. Hold on.
Yeah. So, nice. So I'm in Globe, Arizona.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all kinds of exciting here. And I met my colleague from Singapore, and she's never been here before. And she's been to the United States once, but yeah. So anyway, she met me in Globe, Arizona, and it's quite a change from Singapore.
Yeah.
And,
it's quite a change from America, too.
It's truth. Oh, my goodness.
It's not exactly a metropolitan area, right?
No, no. Yeah, at least I'm in the holiday. I like the newest hotel in the town, but she somehow got stuck in the travel lodge, which is it's a little rough over there.
like how did you do that?
That's rough in the big city. I can't imagine what that's like out there in the Globe. Yeah,
yeah. Wow,
it's pretty rough.
Start to lock her doors.
And all the signs driving out there say Globe Miami.
Yeah.
Not that Miami.
Yeah.
She thought she's hitting Miami on the way here. Like, oh, I'm going to go to the beach.
Nice. Probably pick up like a application to be a miner out there.
Yeah.
They do a lot of mining of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Copper.
Oh, copper. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rich, it's good to see you back, buddy. You everything good down there?
Richie, that's right.
Yeah, feeling a lot better. You know, removed all the plastic from the couches, like you guys mentioned, while I was gone. Thank you for that. I got to tell you, though, when I listened to it, it was so funny. And my favorite part is when it might have been you, Tony, who brought it up that, like, you had holiday ashtrays at your house. Yes. I was dying laughing at that. That was so funny.
Mom and dad would only break out those ashtrays on holiday. The anodized red on top with the with the red plaid Christmas pattern on the bottom. Yeah, that was
full of like beans, so you could like set it anywhere.
Yeah, very functional. You know, you could
dashboard
the arm of the couch. Yeah, anywhere. Yeah. Shoot, on my brother's little baby cradle while they're looking at him, you know, changing a diaper.
Yeah.
So the ashes don't fall on him.
It's so true. My mom kept hers on the stove. So when she's cooking, you know.
Yeah.
Right over the food.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Dude. See, kids don't know these days. They would if my kids saw that, dude, they literally would be like, I'm out, dad. I'm out. Yeah,
totally.
I'm not kidding you. I don't know if your kids are like that, but if my kids would, if they saw that, they'd be like, dad, I'm out.
Yeah.
I didn't like pepper until I was like 19 years old because I thought every time I'd eat an ash, I'd go, I hate this. What is that? And she's like, pepper. I thought I hated pepper for years.
I wasn't eating ash anymore.
I know. Every time my dad was helping me with anything, he had a cigarette just like, I don't know how, hanging out of his mouth, like barely. Like it seems like it could fall any second. Like he'd be tying a tie for me, like a cigarette right here. Like, I'll be right.
That's hilarious. I think I've said it before, but I can remember my grandma, my mom's mom, would take all of the grandkids, all of us, like to the park, whatever, and she would have the car window rolled up with the air conditioner on, and she'd be smoking inside the car, dude. It was like, true story. It was like, what the hell?
Yeah. Jeez. Now that just doesn't fly. My wife, like, she sees a cigarette smoker like 50 feet away. She's like, oh, smoke.
Yeah.
Making a big scene. It's like, easy does it. They're far away.
Yeah. In California, man, it's gnarly. It's like there are certain cities that are non-smoking cities. In other words, you get a ticket if they catch you even in the alleyway smoking. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's time to change, bro.
Yeah.
That's right.
Growing up in Seattle, you know, you couldn't drive around with like the windows down because it was half the time it was raining. So I was hotboxed whenever we drove anywhere because both my parents were smoking.
Only thing better than getting hotboxed is you're laying above the back seat in the back window on that back dashboard with no seatbelt on. Your parents were just at a friend's house, had a couple drinks there, and now you're just praying to die at this point. Like, not even realizing it, like I just want to end my life right now.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, but I did miss the podcast, and it was one of the funniest ones I think I've ever listened to. So, well done, boys.
Oh, thanks, Richie.
I might have to listen to it now.
Dust, come on!
I haven't got to it yet.
Jeez. How dare you? You got to hear Ryan reading the mailbag.
Yeah, the mailbag was caught. You know, I was thinking one of these podcasts, we got to read the mailbag at the beginning to get the juices flowing, just change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, before the podcast, when Rich texted me, he wasn't going to make it. On a side text, I said, oh my God, Ryan reading the mailbag is going to make my life.
That was fun.
Right after the podcast, I said, Ryan reading the mail is the best part of my life right now.
That was awesome. You could just feel the uncomfortableness through your headphones. It was awesome.
I felt like I was set up. Like, I was like, who's got the mailbag? And then I was like, oh, I guess I'm the one that's got the mailbag.
Yes.
Oh, geez.
That's so should we do this podcast?
Let's do it.
I thought we were.
That's some more small talk.
All right. Midlife crisis. That's our show. Going to hand it to Tony, and he'll kick off the conversation. All righty.
There you go, right Tony. On. So here we go. We're going to dive right into this midlifer here. Is there a purchase you made that people accused you of a midlife crisis? That's question number one.
Well, I could start that off if you guys
go
want
to. Go for it, Jimmy. Yeah. Get us going.
Jimmy.
So when I was 35, after we were done having kids, I got kind of pudgy. So I'm like, I'm going to start back at the gym. I hadn't been in several years. So I went to the like sports goods store here. I bought gloves, the wrist straps, a weight belt. Then, you know, the baggy weightlifting pants back in the day?
Yeah. Like the MC Hammer kind? Yeah.
A tank top that said, no pain, no gain. And if you guys don't have douche chills now, the last part, I bought a do-rag.
No!
Yeah.
It was black with purple lightning.
Like that guy on Napoleon Dynamite.
That is awesome, Jim. Did you go walking in with a full gallon of plastic?
I brought a gallon of water.
There you go.
Dude, that is the best. I wish you had a picture of that.
Oh, me my too. God. I look back and I'm like, you know, everything I'm wearing is brand new. You can tell when somebody starts at the gym, their gloves are brand new. They're not ripped or beat up. Oh, everything. I still had the tag on the wrist straps.
That's good stuff, Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy.
That was what was my that UFC brand that they used to have that was like
tap like out.
I was surprised you didn't have a tap out take on. Okay, that'd be perfect.
What was the other one? Affliction?
Gold's Gym.
Yeah.
Gold's Gym.
Got the old Gold's Gym shirt on.
That's right. That's right.
That's
too funny. How about you, Timmy? Any big purchases?
What's that?
Any purchases you made? Oh.
God, it's the list is like it's embarrassing to go down. It's like mine was like, I don't know if it was a midlife crisis or all of a sudden I started making some money and all the things that I ever wanted to buy, I just started buying. I spent like a drunken sailor, you know, sports cars, luxury cars, motorcycles, my garage was, I had at the time, I had like a 6-car garage and then I had another garage in the back. So it housed all of my, and it was funny because I would always, and I had my garage all like detailed. I had the flooring all done and the walls painted and the diamond plate, you know, 3/4 of the way up and my toolboxes like on the side. And, you know, I would leave my garage doors up and my TV on in there and I would just sit in there and smoke a cigar and, you know, polish things up. It was such a douchebaggery move. It was classic. And my neighbors are probably like, this guy's such an idiot. He's always out there polishing his stuff and, you know, my cooler out there and inviting everybody over. And everybody's like, oh God, we got to go over and listen to this guy's new car. His new, you know, so.
Tony, you're using that in past tense. I don't think that's
yeah, it's appropriate. I've you know, the cars have changed a little bit. It's not, they're not quite as flashy, and you know, I have a few more surfboards and skateboards, and those are definitely midlife crisis. What 55-year-olds, it's funny, like when I go to the surf shop or whatever and I'm buying something, everybody's like, you know, I told you guys last podcast showing up at the skate park. But yeah, I mean, my gym memberships, you know, it seems like I find a cooler, newer, better gym every year that's got more of the new cutting edge, you know, ice baths, cryos, infrared sauna. And so, you know, and then the other stuff that goes along with it. So that's
nice.
That's kind of my thing. I think I started my midlife crisis just as soon as I had a penny in my pocket. What about you, Rye?
Well, yeah. So mine's not quite as extravagant. I bought some hair dye.
Nice. Nice.
And it's not only,
I got a story about that too in a little bit.
Okay. Go ahead. Not only the hair dye, it's the beard dye too.
Nice.
And I wasn't sure how to do it. So I put some on my beard first and then it didn't show up right away. So I've used a lot. And then we were out and my wife looks at me, is like, what is on your lip? Like, you have black. It looks like you were eating charcoal. What's it was all blotchy, like all black. It was awful. And then I used the hair stuff and it's like this, what is it? Like, you know, the henna, it's like henna dye. I think they put in the hair. And so I used some white towel and it didn't look like anything. My wife sees the towel hanging. It's like brown stuff.
Oh, no.
What is happening? I was like, oh, my gosh. I don't know. It was a mess. So, anyway, I think I'll just stick with gray and see how that rolls for a while.
Did you ever go through that stage where you started going bald in the back so you had the spray, like almost spray paint that you just
oh, I've seen that. Color? I've never used that. You tried that? Did it work? I've seen that advertised, like they spray on paint on your head. Yeah.
Like, really? Newest thing is to get tattoo hair.
Oh, see, now that may be something. Yeah, maybe just get all tattooed up.
That's an LA thing, baby.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Does it look good?
It looks like they have a shaved head.
Oh, but they have hair in the shaved head.
You just tattoo it so it looks like you could grow hair tattooed. If you wanted to, but it's
yeah, yeah, but shaved. Yeah, it's just like real looks real short.
Yeah, perfect hairline, everything.
I have to check that out. Okay, I might get me a tat.
Get you a little Bruce Willis there special. You go.
Bring my hairline right above my eyebrows, and
yeah,
then he won't stop there. He'll get a mullet kind of looking thing, and he'll have his neck tattooed. I could grow hair back there if I wanted to.
That's right. That's awesome.
Sign me up neck on that hair.
How about you, Dust?
Well, I don't think I've purchased anything, but what made me even think of this topic was my car is going to be paid off soon. So then I started thinking, well, I'll have that extra money. What could I get? So I showed Ryan the other day when we had lunch, I found a Porsche Boxster that was affordable. It's and I was showing a couple of guys at work and they're like, oh, what, midlife crisis? Like, so yeah. This is what I posed the question to Ryan was, is it a midlife crisis if it's a car you've wanted since you were a kid?
I see. No. Yeah, I
always well, it is, that. But go for it.
Yeah.
It
is,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
If it's like your dream car, it's not really a midlife crisis. It's just fulfilling a goal.
It now,
Dusty, yeah. You don't have to justify it, Dusty. We're with you, man.
Yeah, no.
Swim through the river of denial. Just do it.
Just dive in.
Yeah, I'm saying dive in, Dusty. Do it.
Just own it. Own it, buddy.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's all
right. Is it red, Dusty?
No, it's black.
Even better.
That's what inspired the social media post when we were sitting together. Like,
yeah.
A little black Porsche.
Oh, nice.
Yes, nice.
Good choice, too, Dusty.
Yeah. I'll get you a big tap out sticker for the back window, Dusty.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Nice. Pull the trigger, Dusty.
What about you, Richie? Any midlife crisis purchases?
Not really. I did buy like a really shitty sports car that I planned on fixing up. It was a turbo Mazda. And I bought it, and I can't remember. I was with another buddy of mine, and it had to be towed to my house. It had a blown head gasket. I'm like, I can fix that. And I took it all apart, and then that's exactly how it set until I called one of those companies to pick it up for scrap. Serious. True story. But
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Dang.
But nothing too extravagant.
Right on. Well, speaking of hairstyles, Jimmy, was there any midlife crisis purchases besides your gym stuff?
No, that's okay. It, my man.
All right. So is there something you did with your style that screamed midlife crisis, whether it was your dress, whatever? I mean, I'll go ahead and I'll tell Ryan about the gray hair thing at this point. So I'm constantly, I guess my something I did would be hairstyles first. I would start cutting my hair. I would look and see what all the, you know, my boys, my young boys and their friends and the guys on the baseball and football team were doing. And I would cut my hair like that. You know, I'd shave it on the sides or do the, you know, faux hawk in the back, the, you know, whatever it was, you know, I was just going for it, man. And so my hair started getting pretty gray and I was like, you know what, I'm like, is there any stuff that I can just like shampoo in? And so there was this shampoo that I bought and it kind of like takes the gray out a little bit, you know, but still leaves a little on the sides. So I was like, all right. So I like that look. And so I started doing that regularly. And then, you know how in Facebook, they always have these, like, if you use this shampoo or you use this soap, it actually goes down to the root follicles and, you know, does something. And so I buy all of that shit. So I buy it and I use it, and Lynette gets in the shower and she's like, what is this shit? It's all over the shower. It's like this black stuff. That's like, and we have this, our shower has this like really fancy, like stone and polished stone and like the different stuff and in the grout. And it's like all, it's all black. And I literally destroyed the base of the shower. I hope you're happy. But you were talking about the beard thing you tried. And so I still have a little pepper on my mustache, but my beard on the very bottom is white. So I did that one day, Ryan. I'm like over my sink and I'm like, Lynette and I are getting ready to go to Vegas or doing something fun. And I'm like, I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to come out and have a jet black, you know, little goatee going on. And dude, I got it everywhere again, all over our sink bowls. I had a shirt on, a nice shirt. I did it with my shirt on, I had it all over the shirt. So that was that was fun. Yeah, I'm not quitting though. I'm gonna keep trying.
You go for it. Let me know when you find a good one.
I am.
I might just go jet black.
There you go, baby.
So to stick with the hair thing, for the longest time, I didn't realize I was having a midlife crisis, but I was getting thin up in the front. So I did the style where you kind of gel it forward and kind of poof it up in the front.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that? Like late 90s or whatever, early 2000s?
Yeah, I had that one, Jimmy.
I was wearing, I did that for a long time, like probably longer than it should have been on my head. But I remember we took the kids downtown and walked by this building that was all mirrors. And the wind was blowing and it blew my hair and it went up like this. It looked like I was wearing a toupee.
Oh no.
And I saw myself in the wind like that. And I'm like, it looks like I'm wearing a toupee. So I push it back down. We get to the restaurant and I'm like, I told my wife, I'm like, I got to shave my head. I mean, I don't ever want that to happen again, ever.
Jimmy, was the part down in the back of your neck? That's where the part
was. Oh man.
That is awesome. You see that? You ever see that commercial where the Asian guy is at the dinner table with his family and he's sitting there and he like, I don't know, he takes his hat off and his hair sticking straight up his toupee and everybody else on the table is like looking at him. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, no. I have.
Yeah, it was funny.
That's good.
Oh my God. That's awesome, Slimmy. Well, you look good, Jimmy. You look, some guys can pull it off, some guys can't. Yeah, I like nice I like your dome, dude.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Nice dome. You got That's the right good. Shape for it.
For sure. That's a good
one. I remember when I was first going to shave, when I was thinking about shaving my head, I'm like, maybe like I'll be like a good looking guy. Like Jason Statham looks great bald, you know, somebody like that.
Yeah.
And then I shave it off and I'm like, oh my God, I look like Anthony Edwards from ER.
Wait, he's a handsome guy. Come on. Oh,
come on, man. Really?
Yeah. Jimmy was looking for something that screamed a little bit more masculine.
Yeah, well, I get you.
Jimmy, you're definitely more masculine than him.
Yeah, yeah. No, Jimmy, you got a good
100%.
Look. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, some of the style that I, you know, of course, my swim shirt, you know, that's been my staple and my swimming attire. I saw that's catching on. So I see some friends of mine on Facebook got some and they're sporting them too. So, you know, it's a good trend to start.
Don't go changing.
Yeah, don't get changed. And you know, this is not really a style. It, you know, might go under the other category, but we're talking about. But I do like to rent sports cars. You know, have a sports car every week, just try them out and take a look. You know, and I think it's a manifestation of some kind of midlife crisis. Why am I not grabbing the sedans? I'm not doing that. So I'm grabbing a sports car, throwing sunglasses on, and driving.
I love it.
You know, playing some hip hop music, you know, and I was like, cause this was on the back of my mind and I was going to see Dusty and I'm driving and I had, it just went up to some, you know, some recent like hip hop, you know, what do they call it nowadays?
Like Salt and Pepper.
No, we're talking like current stuff. Salt and Pepper.
You're talking like little Uzi Vert.
Little Uzi or something like that. It was just banging. Had the window rolled down a little bit. I looked at myself and I'm like, oh man, I'm just reeking midlife crisis right now. I'm just reeking. And you know, but I guess I'll just roll with it. It's kind of fun. I go back home and I get my Toyota Highlander and the family cruiser. And
got to have a little bit of an alter ego once in a while, right? I like it.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
How about you, Richie? What have you done? that screamed?
Well, I cut my own hair. I cut it short, keep it really short. So sometimes I'll go in and trim the sides, and then like the top will be longer, and I'll get into what you mentioned, Jimmy, like it'll kind of stick up, and I'll just kind of like flip it up with my hands, and I'll look in the mirror, and it looks like a faux hawk, and I'm like, no, I passed that already.
You're the craziest, Rich. Stop. You're just the craziest.
So I have to watch out for that. And I use that hair stuff that like dyes it a little bit at a time.
Oh yeah.
Good stuff.
It works for me. Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah,
I love it.
Good.
I'm sure it. Like my coworkers go, oh, we forgot to put it on this week. It's all great. And the next week it'll be like brown. Like,
forgot.
Not a good look. Yeah. And then I saw this other thing that like on YouTube, I was just watching like some men's like fashion influencer, and just to kind of see what, you know, I should be wearing at my age at like over 50. And they said no, like printed tees. And I'm like, really? I get it, but how could I throw out all my great t-shirts?
I guess right. I don't get it.
Don't do it, Rich.
What's wrong with printed tees? I guess I don't get that one.
Makes you look too immature or something. Or you're supposed to have a mature look.
Yeah, I know. We all got
right.
We're all printed tees.
Although my printed tees date mine date.
We're all having printed tees. Rich, you don't have a printed tee.
Rich, I agree. I do got a lot of solid tees too. Rich, I do.
Yeah, I won't give up.
Yeah, I tried that. I tried those t-shirts that they have on Instagram ads. What are they called? They're supposed to make your physique look good. They're tight up here. And
that's what I'm wearing right now. Is that
yeah.
Exactly what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Kid.
Yeah. What's it called?
Just looking at the tag right now. What?
Old timey. I don't know. It's
yeah,
like old,
something like that. Yeah. Something. Which it worked, but I couldn't find the right size. Either too big or too small. So if they had one in the middle, it just didn't work out. But I'm sure. But I like the fit. Really.
You got to get the small size.
Small.
So it accentuates like your midriff.
yeah
wear this to work, it looks hot, dude.
It's looking hot, buddy.
Yeah.
Dusty, how about you? You've been quiet. What's going on?
What hair dye do you use, Dust?
Yeah, come on, talk about it.
Yeah, obviously I use a lot.
Over slipper.
I have used it some, but once it got to a point where it's just too much of a contrast from where I was the day before. Like, no, that's it.
Yeah. You know, you need the subtle one. But Dusty's got the perfect hair. I mean, like, I wish I had his hair.
Got nice hair.
Definitely. If I had your hair, Dust, I'm pretty sure I'd grow it out and have bangs hanging in my forehead. I'm pretty sure I would do that.
Yeah, I've thought about growing it out, but you got that ugly phase in the middle.
Yeah.
That, you know, you're right. I have trouble getting through that because I do every once in a while, Dusty, I do the same thing. I'm like, I'm growing my hair out. And I get that phase in the middle where I look so unprofessional. I show up for meetings and I got a little poof going on the side. Poof going on.
Nice.
But I'm kind of like Tony too, though. I got that whole Southern California thing still. So, you know, I'm walking into a Tilly's and I'm looking around like I'm way too old to be in here.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Jimmy's story where he asked if it was for his son. Like, no, it's the shirt's for me.
Yeah.
I picture Jimmy at a Hot Topic getting like a Slipknot shirt or something like that. Yeah. Or it's got a big pair. It says Colorado. It's got a big marijuana plant on the front. Oh, you're a hip grandpa. Are you getting that for your?
Yeah.
I'm like, where are the 2Xs? And they're like, oh, those are in the way back of the store.
And with the skinny jeans. Grab me the skinny jeans back there too. Need those.
We're so old. We still go into stores.
Oh, well, yeah.
Did you guys ever have the jeans with the like studs on them and stuff, the rhinestones and all that?
I never bought into that fashion. Negative.
No, that'd be just you, Jimmy.
No, I never did. I was just if you guys did.
The closest I came to that is this company called True Religion came out with these. I was all in on those, man. I was like, I think I had like two or three pairs, and they were really expensive. They were like, you know, almost $200 a pair. And I had a few pairs of those. I thought they were so cool.
Yeah.
I'd jump into one of my sports cars and the neighbors would go, God, that guy's such a douchebag. My Affliction shirt on, you know, my Tap Out shirt with my True Religions on, you know. I think at one point I even had like a big leather band bracelet, you know, the leather snap band.
Yeah.
I was doing it big, man.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I should, we should bring it back, but remember Guess jeans?
Yes.
We wore the heck out of those in the 80s. Man, I'd wear those in a heartbeat. Big old Guess on the back, upside down triangle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some nice
the white stuff. Ones.
Yeah, white. Yeah, or acid washed, you know, all of them. I'd wear them right now. Let's get some Guess jeans. Come on, listeners.
Guess are ruined for me for life because I saw this comedian and he's like, some people should not wear Guess jeans because he goes, I see him in them and he's like, what, 240, 250? Is that what you weigh? I'm trying to guess.
That's good. That's awesome. So, Rich, is it about that time?
Oh.
Or not?
It's always that time.
Nice. I like
it. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Here we go now.
It's time to get to know the Flophouse crew. And this week I asked the boys to tell me what 80s anthem they plan on blaring in their midlife crisis yellow Corvette. So I'm going to reveal the answers and we'll figure out who picked which song. So you guys ready?
Yeah. Ready.
Let's do it.
Word. The first answer, someone chose Modern Love by David Bowie.
Ryan.
Okay, that was too easy.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Ryan on that one.
Well, don't giggle. If you don't giggle.
No, I wasn't giggling. I was just like, yeah.
You were beaming.
Okay, I don't have a poker face then.
Ryan, that is a memory I will take to my grave with a huge smile on my face when I'm an old man sitting in the front of my rocking chair, sipping on my Arnold Palmer. I am going to be thinking about Modern Love in the Corvette, man. Always. That is a memory. Yeah. You know, you have certain memories. You hear a song and it just like, it's almost magical. It's funny.
Yeah.
I was with my son, my oldest son today, and we were doing some stuff together and a Drake song came on and he's like, oh dad, turn this up. You know, it's like this, like that takes him back. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
And he starts talking to me about that. And I was just thinking, oh my God. I mean, I let him talk. I didn't of course tell him about our situation, but every time I hear Modern Love by David Bowie, it literally almost physically takes me back, definitely in my mind, to that point in time. I mean, it's magical the way it does.
It is. It's so abrasive. It's just like there when you hear it. It's crazy. And it's the best hype song and driving in a car, especially that first part of that. Whoa. I love it.
Lynette gets so mad at me today. Cause I actually turned it on and we were driving to, into the Tustin area and I like started hyping up and I swerved into the next lane. She's like, hey, stop it. She started yelling at me. You're going to get us in a wreck. I'm like, I'm sorry. I can't help it. I'm like, it's like Pavlov's dog. When I hear that song,
it's beautiful.
All right. Next answer, Raisin Hell by Run DMC.
Ooh, I think I'm going to say Dusty on that
I'm
one.
I'm going to say Rich.
Say Rich. Tony.
Oh,
Rich.
It's Rich. I could see his face. He doesn't have a poker face either. He's giggling.
Dustin shared Raisin Hell by Run DMC.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Dusty. Wow. I love it.
Ryan, did you say you got it?
Yeah, I did. I said Dusty. and then I changed my mind. But you heard me, right? Of course, call it Dusty.
You were right before you changed your answer. Okay. Good job. My first answer.
He calls out everybody's name.
I got it.
Dusty, I'm going to have to go back and listen to that tonight.
Yeah, it's like it starts off, you think it's a metal song, and then they start rapping. So it's got everything of the 80s.
I like it. Good choice. Next up, Back on the Chain Gang by the Pretenders. Back
on the Chain Jimmy. Gang.
Yeah.
Rich.
The Rich.
Rich.
No, it's got to be Rich. Jimmy.
Wait, I know I'm saying Rich. I'm sticking with my first answer.
Whichever Richard. Two of you it is, that's a great song.
Maybe that was my second answer.
Chrissy Hines.
It's me.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I got I have them on my my replay right now. I love the Pretenders. They're great.
That's a great
song.
I love that line that Chrissy Hines says, I shot my mouth off and he showed me what that hole was for.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. Chrissy, it's a Pretender song. Greatest line ever.
Wow.
Well, I don't know about the greatest line ever.
Yeah.
It's I was like, whew. And back in those days, that was pretty provocative.
Yeah, I guess so.
The Dirty Bird.
Yeah. But I think, right, Rich, Back on the Chain Gang, baby. Good one.
So two left. I'll say them both, and we'll have to figure out if it's Tony or Jimmy. Someone said A Forest by The Cure.
I know who that is.
And another said Here Comes My Girl by Tom Petty.
I think the cure is Tony. Petty is Jimmy.
I concur.
Is that your first answer or your second?
That's my first answer. I'm sticking to it.
Well, nice try, guys, but it's the reverse.
Wow.
Jimmy loves the cure.
Okay, that's the cure. What I was going to say. Yeah.
That would have been your second answer.
So what's the name of that Cure album on the beach? What's it called? Up the Beach or no?
Staring at the sea. With the gun in my hand, staring at the sea, staring at the sand.
Right? So I'm staring getting to arrow. That. Yeah, I'm getting to that. I flipped that on in the car. You know, I'm doing it through my phone and, you know, the little pictures up with the old guy. And then the name of the song is Killing an Arab.
Yes.
Both my kids are like, Dad, what is this? This is
not okay, Dad.
This is not cool. And I'm like, listen, this was a totally different time. And then I'm trying to explain it. I'm like, I'm so full of shit. I'm like, this is terrible. But anyways.
Rich, I have to say that was an excellent get to know the floppers question. It was usually I read them and respond quickly. This one took me a lot of time because I'm like, okay, do I tell the truth? So what I did is I went into my Apple Music and I looked at all of my, you know, most played songs of the 80s. And that was number one. So I'm like, okay, I got to go with that. Even though it was 79, the album was popular in the early 80s. And I actually loved it. I was like, okay, I got to give Rich that answer. But truthfully, that was so difficult because there's so many songs that scream the 80s. I was like, what do I do? Do I do a Van Halen song? You know, Keep Talking About Love. Do I do the David Bowie song? You know, do I do, one of the popular rap songs from back in the day? It's like, there was so many. It was like, Jesus, Rich, wow. I was cursing you, Rich, bad.
I know. It was shit,
Rich.
I actually had to put a second one and I could have put a third one, like Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham, that huge driving song. Yeah. And then A Man Eater by Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Oh, they're so Hall good.
Oh, they're awesome.
Discography amazing. Is great. Yeah, you amazing. Can put that on repeat.
Yeah.
I think, Dusty, haven't you and I shared a few songs from the
Live at Daryl's House?
Live at Daryl's House. Yeah, that is such a cool segment. But yeah, great topic, Richie.
Yeah, I laughed so hard when I saw that. I was like, yes. Love it.
I had the same struggle because I was thinking of, okay, what 80s song would I want to blast? Like, you can't go like too popular. You want to, if you're going to blast something nowadays, it has to be a little like cool, like something a bit.
Yeah.
So when the Forest starts, man, that thing is jamming when it starts out.
Yeah. Which one?
A Forest.
Oh.
By The Cure.
Oh, you don't know
who it is, do you?
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking. Jimmy, I'm with you, man.
I think I listened to that Cure album. I'm not kidding you, man. I was actually at the time I was living in Newport Beach with my cousin Aaron. I think I listened to that Cure tape, or I think it was still on tape.
You got
to
be careful because that'll put you in depression, man.
Oh my God, Jimmy, dude, you're so right. It's dark, man. I was like, holy.
Your girlfriend's
shit.
In a coma. I mean, is that right?
No, that's the Smiths.
Yeah, that's another group that'll. Yeah.
Meet like how murder. Soon is now could have easily been my answer there for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Yep.
Wait, aren't the Smiths and the Cure are very similar to me? I don't know why.
No. Boys Don't Cry, Ryan, is the Cure.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Got that.
And
one.
The Smiths is what's that? Gosh, you guys.
I know what you're thinking of, but I can't think of the name. Mm.
But if I hear
why
them,
do
yeah,
you come it, here when you know it makes things hard for me when you go? Oh, Sweethead? Why do you come?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, they're both good.
Thank you, guys. Another episode of Get to Know the Flophouse Crew. Okay. Let's keep the conversation going. Tony, back to you.
Right on. So do you have a story of someone's outrageous midlife crisis? Is there something that comes to mind, something you've read in the past that kind of made you chuckle or laugh about midlife crisis? Let's go with, let's see, who wants to start this? Go ahead, Jimmy.
Okay, I'll take that. A guy I worked with at the hospital, a doctor, was telling us in surgery that he's like, I'm
I'm going to go get a motorcycle. I always wanted a motorcycle when I was young. I couldn't afford it. And then I had wife and kids. Now I'm divorced. Kids are older. I'm going to go get a motorcycle. We're like, right on, man. As soon as he walked out, we're like, midlife crisis. So he goes and buys a motorcycle, drives it off the lot, makes a turn, wipes out, breaks his ankle. Shit. Totals the bike. Like, the bike is destroyed. His ankle's destroyed. Later, I heard that salesman said, do you want to take it on our test track out back to get used to it? And he's like, no, I used to ride motorbikes back when I was real young. And I think I'll know. And nope.
Yikes.
Was it like a Harley or one of the crotch?
It was
rocket?
An Indian.
Oh, Indian. Oh, wow.
He That's went nice. With like super nice bike and just destroyed it.
Ouch. Dang it.
I have a funny beginner motorcycle story that, this is like 10 years ago or more. I was working at this company, and the guy I reported to would always ask me, hey, I got to talk to you about something. And, you know, it's work related. He goes, come outside with me. So I'd walk every time he'd do it, I'd walk outside with him, and he was going out for a smoke, but he just wanted someone to be with him out there, which was so frustrating because I go out there and he'd just start smoking. I'm like, what? He's like, oh, I just, you know, I need somebody to hang out with. I'm like, oh my God. But anyways, we're standing near the parking garage, and this guy in our office just had bought a motorcycle, and there's like a little dip before you get to the parking garage. So he's like kind of revving up his Harley, and he goes, and he kind of gets loose on the back, rolls the bike onto its side, and it pins his leg to the ground, and the bike's still running. He's laying there, and we're just like, holy crap. And we run over to help this guy, and he's just stoic, not even flinching. And the bike is laying on top of his leg. And we're like, dude, are you all right? And he's like, yeah, I'm all right. I'm like, let's get this up. And he's like, and I'm like, dude, your leg. And he's like, oh, don't worry. It's fake. He had a fake leg. He rolled the bike up too. It wasn't even hurting him at all. But anyways,
it was funny. He was backwards.
I was thinking, man, his leg is getting burnt up by the pipes right now. So bad.
I was like scared for the guy, but he just kind of hopped up and did his little kind of funny little limp he had with his faux leg. But he was good.
Dang.
Good for him.
Right. No doubt.
Ryan, what about you?
Well, yeah, you know, I have this friend that, you know, he wears Prada hats sometimes. He has a big Gucci wallet, and he wears a Louis Vuitton jammies. And it's just crazy, over the top, ridiculous. I mean, it just
loves the labels.
Yeah, yeah. So that just a friend that I know.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
That's awesome. No, yeah. So that's me, but I don't wear them all.
You
the time.
Do?
Well, I was in New York City, and I got a good deal on a Gucci wallet, and then they sell the Prada hats right next to it, and the Louis Vuitton silk jammies. They're really sweet. They're actually my son's, though, so I've had to borrow those a few times. But, you know, it just makes me feel, I don't know.
There's a certain je ne sais quoi about you, Ryan.
I don't wear them all the time. Don't get me wrong. And I ended up giving my Gucci wallet to my son, Jesse, and the Prada hat to Tay. And, you know, but, you know, I got my fill. I got.
Yeah. I would love to see you walk down to the hotel lobby in your Louis Vuitton
and his white
jammies.
Short shorts.
I'm here today reporting for the 80s Flophouse podcast from Globe, Arizona, in the hotel lobby of the Holiday Inn.
Sir, we don't have a lot of your kind in this town. I don't know if you should be here.
Yeah, but you don't realize the respect you get when you pull out your Gucci wallet, big old Gucci wallet, and grab your Costco card. Like,
yeah.
I'm more impressed by the Costco card.
see, that's at our age. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, since we're talking about label whores, I'll start off with my kind of embarrassing story, like Ryan, and then go into my story about outrageous midlife crisis. So when I first got a fancy watch, every time I would wear it out or somewhere, I would always like reach across the table to grab stuff and like stick it in people's face. And I would just keep doing it. And I'm like, why aren't these guys saying anything about this fucking watch? I know this is a badass watch. And finally, this guy wrote a piece because, oh my God, he's like, all right, if nobody's going to say it, you know, he asked me about the watch. I was like, I'm like, thank you. God, I've been showing this thing to you guys all night. Like, what is wrong with you guys? They're like, we've all saw it. It's just obnoxious. Just be quiet. Yeah. It's great, though. It's super fun.
That's amazing. But
it's in your drawer now, right?
Yeah. I literally, it's in the side. I kid you not. Right now, as we speak, it's in the side of, you know how you have the little area on the side of your door? The little, like, holder you put stuff in on the side of your door? It's literally on the side of my door. That's like, you're such an idiot. The thing's worth more than the car that it's in.
Yeah.
But so I have a neighbor, and RIP, he's no longer with us. He was a single guy. He lived right up on the top of the hill behind our house here. And the dude had the sickest cars in his garage. I mean, from classic Mercedes to an old Porsche 911. I mean, he had a Corvette that was unreal. He had a couple Harleys. He had a cool shoe collection, you know, because I like a lot of the old school shoes. I mean, he had, I don't know, like Jordan 1 through 11s that he had on a wall, and just super sick stuff. But he had no furniture. None. He's in his 60s. It's like, that is the
priorities, man.
Dude, I'm like... I bowed. I'm like, that is the most awesome. He's a single guy, you know, not married, kind of a playboy type, buff, like kind of a buff dude. He was a bodybuilder when he was younger. He had his own company. He had, you know, he did all right. And dude, his garage was like so sick. You walk into his house, it was just, there was nothing there. There was like a folding chair that he sat in with a little, like, you know, those like card tables that you'd eat dinner at.
Oh man.
True story. I was like, wow.
Got priorities.
Yeah.
Likes.
I was like, that is awesome, dude. Awesome. He even had like a big neon sign that was said Lakers on it. It was like so sick. It was like it was like he never left 21, you know.
Well, you know, the thing, Tony, is when he went to buy that sign, he's like, that's gonna look great over my fold out kitchen table.
Exactly.
He said that to himself.
Yeah, no, the dude's house was dope too. I mean, he's got this big old house in Anaheim Hills. You could see all of Orange County. You could see all the way to Anaheim Stadium. You could see the Big A. I mean, he's got a swimming pool and jacuzzi and everything's super tight, but just screw that. I got a fold out chair. I'm like, I bet his bedroom, I didn't ever see that part, but I bet it's just like a blow up mattress in the center of the floor.
With red sheets hanging over the windows because he's such a playboy.
Yeah, exactly. But what about you, Dust? Any outrageous midlife crisis stories? Anybody you know or?
No, but the one story that I thought of, and it's not a midlife crisis, it's more of a mindset. So me and wife got home from dinner one time, like 2 years ago during the summer. Our neighbor across the street's waiting outside for an Uber, and he's already had quite a few. So we go over there and talk to him, and he's going out to some bar. So wife goes, oh, Dustin will take you. So I'm asking where it's at and figure it out. It's in Sun City. And this guy's, I'm thinking he's older than us by a few years. He drives a Buick, single, gray hair. So we're driving. I go, hey, this place I'm taking you to is in the middle of Sun City. He goes, yeah. I'm like, he goes, well, yeah, I'm whatever he said, however old he was at the time, 53. He goes, yeah, 69. I'm like, oh, shit, this guy's older or younger than me.
That is funny.
Then we get there and we go inside. He goes, man, look at all the women here. And the first thing that pops in my head is, yeah, they're all my mom's age.
That's awesome.
So dude. I stuck around and had one beer with them and got out of there.
Yeah. That's
funny. Did you get any digits though?
Yeah. The golden.
He started hitting on some lady, and her and her friend came over. And so they're talking, and the friend starts talking to me, and I'm like, I just gave him a ride here, and I'm having a beer, and I'm leaving.
That's awesome. Dusty's cruising Sun City.
Cruising gilfs.
Gilfs.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, dude, out here in Orange County, these women are in the...
Even the grannies, Newport, huh, Tony?
The grannies, they take very good care of themselves out here, running on the beach. In the
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I go out in the morning, and I'm like running out to the beach with my surfboard, and I'm like, dang. this lady's, you know, obviously in her 50s, 60s, she's taking very good care of herself. Good for you.
Well, I've said this before on other podcasts, but there's a certain age of woman that gets her face all done so she looks like she's 30 and gets her boobs done so they look like they're 30, but she's got chicken skin from her chin down to the top of her breast. So it's like, you're not fooling anybody, sister.
That's funny.
Oh, dang.
So did we get any of those great male stories this week? Any of our listeners? This is probably one of my favorite. It's become one of my favorite segments now.
Yeah.
Roast the flop house.
It's kind of, let me check on that, Tony. Let me see if we have any mailbag.
She's going to check. It's kind of this like double-edged sword. Like it's funny, but I'm always like, I'm really hesitant to hear what they have to say. I'm just hoping one time we get one like they like
something positive
or something positive. But hey,
I wouldn't count on that, Ryan.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
They're funny as heck, though, man. I enjoy this segment.
Yeah. Yes, I did. Actually, we do have some mailbag items. About a page of them.
Break out the bag. Break it out.
All right. We ready? Want to dig in? All right. Let's go. Do this.
We should probably have some theme music at some point for the mailbag.
Yeah. Throw some mailbag theme music. Come on, Rich.
Okay. I got you right now.
We're going to listen to the mailbag. It's going to be enlightening. Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Bookmark that one. Bookmark it.
I like it.
Here we go. So first up, I got an email from Fashion Hobo at Gmail. Writes, I bet Tony has at least one wallet that's connected to a chain.
You know what? I actually did. It was a Stussy wallet. It was a zipper type, and it was connected to the chain. I actually carried that thing into my early 40s, at least. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. 100%. Dust, guess what? I still have my chain wallet from the old Shaky D's days.
Nice.
Does that have their logo on it?
No, it doesn't have their logo. Oh. It reminds me of it very much so. I like the chain wallets. Okay, next up. She wears short shorts on Instagram said, Jimmy looks like he would be great at pickleball. Not enough hand-eye coordination for ping pong and not enough athletic ability for tennis. So there you go. Jimmy, you like pickleball.
I guess I could play it. Yeah. I can beat old ladies like Dustin can at the Y.
Nice. Jimmy's heading down to his local Sun City to challenge some people in pickleball.
Yeah, there you go.
Pickleball. Okay, next up. Harem Scarum at Yahoo says, I love the show. You guys are a fine-tuned machine. I heard that Tony is so selfless that at one time he tried to adopt a set of 20-year-old Ukrainian twins. Yeah. That's pretty selfless, Tony. Good for you.
Some people, Tony, don't call it adoption. They call it a mail-order bride, but whatever.
They weren't twins, but I did work with a Romanian nurse that was a lot of fun.
Nice.
But you didn't adopt her.
Well, I adopted her for a few hours every Saturday.
I knew I shouldn't have gone there. I just set Tony up. Anyway. I should know better. Why do I do this?
You fell right into that.
I did.
All right. Next up, at Mickey's Big Mouse at Snap writes, you guys are rocking the new shows. You know, Rich reminds me of a guy in a grocery store that has the aisle blocked with his card as he looks through his 3-ring binder for the perfect coupon. That's not too far from the truth. Thank you, Mickey.
Rich is at least advanced enough now to have digital coupons.
Yeah, like you would think. I don't know. But I like the strategic placement of the cart. That's good. Blocking anyone from getting the product until
that's not annoying at all. I love when people do that. Lady, it's tuna fish with oil or without. Come on, move it.
Try being there for 8 hours.
That was a good one, Dusty.
Thanks, Dust.
For those of you who don't know, Dusty's our local produce manager.
Dusty, you have a shout out here. Vice Lamajama at Netscape writes, a couple weeks ago, Dustin was bragging about how he dunks on his grandchildren. Aren't they still in elementary school? I'm sure it's not the flex he thinks it is.
No, they're not in elementary school. Well, not all of them.
Just the ones you're playing basketball with.
Dusty, way to stick up for yourself there, man.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
100%. All right, next up, at Geriatric Tactics on Instagram writes, Ryan seems like the grandfather that is overly noisy when yawning or when he's just standing up after dinner.
Got that right. When I sneeze, everybody knows it.
Oh, man, you're one of those. My kids are really rude. Like, if you sneeze more than three times, they're like, get your shit together.
Jeez.
Angry sneezers.
Every time. So I'm scared to sneeze like more than twice.
I do the full shout to scare everybody whenever.
Oh, yeah. That's me.
Me too.
I just let it out.
Me too. Obnoxious, I do. Yeah.
Can you imagine Ryan before bed? You tired, Dad? You know, I'll rest my eyes during the commercials.
Okay. Next up, Cold Boner at Gmail writes,
okay, you don't have to read
the
that
behind
one,
the Rick. Beat segments. You know, Tony is the type of guy who pays for one bag of ice but grabs two. Okay.
Cheap bastard.
Wow.
No denial.
I can't say that I've ever done that. I was trying to think of an instance that I've grabbed two bags of ice.
Yeah. Probably newspapers.
Only two bags, he's thinking.
I think I've done that with newspapers. I think I've grabbed a whole section of them before. Yeah.
Yeah. Although, do they even have newspapers anymore? I'm just thinking, is that even a thing?
You can get them.
Oh, you can. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Metro Sensual Man at Gmail writes, you guys crack me up. Rich has said, it's very European more than once in his lifetime when correcting people that think his satchel is actually a purse.
Do you carry one, Rich?
I have like a little sling bag.
Sling bag or purse?
Sling bag.
It's very European.
It's very European. It's leather. All right. Next up, the 80s ladies on Instagram writes, the Flophouse podcast is the best. I was hoping you could ask Dustin if he turned his back to the camera so I can confirm he still has that rat tail hanging down between his shoulder blades.
That 80 ladies must know you, Dusty.
Nope.
When did you get rid of the rat tail?
Yeah, when was that, Dusty? Your Padawan braid.
Did any of us ever have one? I don't remember.
You did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did, Dad.
No, I didn't.
We all remember. You cannot deny it.
No, my hair was just long. I didn't have a rat tail.
You did. Dusty, we all remember.
We remember that.
Dusty, either you had a rat tail or your hair, when it gets long, actually grows into the perfect trimmed rat tail.
Yeah.
One or the other, Dust.
Don't deny, Dust.
Like a mini dreadlock.
Anyone find a picture of Dusty with a rat tail? We got to.
Oh man, I forgot about Dustin having a rat tail.
Next up, Podcasting Couch at Yahoo writes, you guys really tightened up the episode with Richie gone. Hint, hint. That said, Jimmy seems like a guy who starts conversations with the person in the next stall in a public restroom. So,
well, you're in there together. It's like Band of Brothers.
No, winning rum.
That's true. Not,
Jimmy. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Ask him if he has enough toilet paper. Does he use a squatty potty at home?
I brought my portable squatty potty if you'd like to use it after I'm done, but just please rinse off the feet marks on it.
That reminds me, I was at a rest stop with one of my friends, and I was in the urinal, and he actually said, are you familiar with these parts? And I was like, I didn't catch on until after I left the bathroom. I was like, no, just me and my partner heading down the road, just whatever. And so it just sounded awful. Like anyway, I just laughed so hard when I just really heard what he said. So yeah, he's trying to pick me up, pretty sure.
Well, I say that rest stops are the, you know, bathhouses of the 90s.
Oh, dang. Okay. I'm going to keep on driving next time.
That was on Something About Mary.
All right, next up, got a couple left. At Beaker's Brother on Instagram writes, I bet Jimmy's weak chin if he didn't have a goatee, it would look like his neck was trying to swallow his head.
What?
No. Good thing. Keep that goatee, Jimmy.
Yeah.
No, Jimmy's got a nice strong chin.
He doesn't.
No, I don't.
Jimmy, come on. I've seen your chin.
Not recently.
Nice. Check out my newbies at Yahoo writes, after what? Listening to fantasy football episode, I wonder how many Money League invites Ryan received this week. Probably quite a few, right, Ray?
It's a big winner this week.
But hey, you know, I'm moving up the charts, brother.
Yeah, you are.
You did have a win, didn't you?
I had a win. It was a big win, too. Yeah. So
Richie did, too.
Yeah, I had a win. Last week was good. I won both my games.
In the fourth quarter.
Wow. Good job.
I was up by 20, and then fourth quarter rolled around, and Rich was up by 3.
Then George Pickens happened.
Jeez.
Wow. All right, last one. You guys ready? Phil, 1985, 1986, 1987, 1988 at Gmail writes, keep up the good work, 80s Flophouse. After hearing about Tony's adventures every week, it sounds like he's on his third midlife crisis. All right. That's it, guys.
I haven't ended. Was it Phil? 1980?
Yeah.
Phil, love you. It's never stopped, brother. It's never stopped.
It ain't stopping, my man. All right. I appreciate everybody's feedback and sending in great emails at hello@80sFlophousePodcast.com. And thank you for listening in. Please subscribe and download our episodes, and we'll see you on the flop side. Thank y'all.
The 80s Flophouse Podcast.